Today begins the sacred Triduum. It's March 28th, Holy Thursday. In Jewish tradition, the day ends at sunset, and evening is the beginning of the next day. Liturgically, the Church follows the same tradition, which is why Sunday Mass can be celebrated on Saturday evening. Lent ends on Holy Thursday evening, which is the beginning of Friday. The Triduum, Latin for 3 days, begins with the Mass of the Lord's Supper and ends with the evening prayer on Easter Sunday. These are the 3 holiest days of the year. Through the centuries, Christians have set these days apart, free from social engagements, entertainment, and if possible, work. It is a time of extraordinary prayer and fasting, and of intense expectation. The Triduum is all one piece, one single celebration of the dying and rising of Christ. The Holy Thursday evening Eucharist recalls the Last Supper, the entryway of the Lord into his suffering, dying, and rising. The heart of the Good Friday liturgy is the Passion according to John and the public veneration of the cross. Holy Saturday is not like a regular weekend with a Saturday evening Mass. Instead, there is the Easter Vigil, during which we experience the passing over of Jesus from the darkness of death to new life. It begins after dark with the blessing of the new fire. Let's hear the gospel. Now there was a virtuous and righteous man named Joseph, who, though he was a member of the council, had not consented to their plan of action. He came from the Jewish town of Arimathea and was awaiting the kingdom of God. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Luke chapter 23, verses 50 to 52. From now to the end of Luke's passion, not a word will be spoken. Silence. At the beginning of Luke's gospel, I heard of Simeon, a righteous and devout man, awaiting the consolation of Israel, who took the child Jesus in his arms. Now, at the end, I hear of Joseph, a virtuous and righteous man, awaiting the kingdom of God, who goes to Pilate on Jesus' behalf and takes the Lord's body in his arms. Luke does not say that he was a believer in Jesus. This is the only time since Jesus began his ministry that he was totally dependent on someone else's help. What was it like for Joseph? It was probably an interruption in his day, and took him away from something else he had to do, something he may have considered more important. It sets one thinking about Jesus' words in the Last Judgment scene in Matthew. Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least ones, you did for me. That's easy to believe in theory, but hard to believe in practice. Maybe this scene when Joseph takes care of Jesus' body should be the one I think about when I have to go out of my way to help someone. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.